Good evening, everybody. It's the Tri-State Sports Guys coming to you live. Beautiful. Yeah, I see what happened. I'm glad to have Tony D is back in studio behind the glass. Neil's in studio. I'm glad that Tony's been out 2 weeks. And I got to tell you, last week I thought I had the hang of it. You know, I had some technical problems a couple weeks ago, and it was me and Pieta. And then last week, I'm like, I got the hang of it. I started trying to play music. And sure enough, I thought we'd be able to talk over it. We were breaking down the Mets. Yeah. And all you heard was 2 straight minutes of Meet the Mets.
That was Emmy award-winning analysis we were delivering.
Oh, my God. I could never even try to do it again if we tried.
No one will ever know.
You're like Frank the Tank. We just blacked out.
I just blacked out.
And just broke down the Mets.
What just happened?
Oh, my God. I mean, it's lost in the air forever. Well, we're back. The three of us are back together. I'm excited. We've got a lot to get to. We got, obviously, we're going to talk about some NCAA stuff, more than just the tournament. Obviously, there's craziness going on in the NCAA. We're going to get to a lot of baseball. We got a good top 10 that came in from my dad down in Florida, which I'm excited about. We're going to break down our predictions for Major League Baseball. There's a couple places we have to start. And I think this is sports related because of the Manti Te'o thing. Now, Tony D wrote an article. For those of you, we have a lot of listeners that aren't from the Norwalk area, might not be familiar. You were not familiar with this story of the missing dog in Norwalk.
This is like bigger than Manti Te'o.
It is. There was a missing dog where there was like a manhunt on. There was a $500 reward. This dog was apparently stolen out of the car. They had a Facebook page set up with thousands and thousands of likes. It was getting covered in the local papers from Norwalk all the way up to like Hartford. It was being covered. Finally, it comes out after 3 weeks, they discovered this dog. They found it just like wandering the streets of Hartford somehow. It had made its way up like homeward bound.
That's where all dogs go to heaven? No, all dogs go to Hartford.
Go to Hartford, the safest streets there are.
Yeah.
So Tony D wrote an article about it because it turns out it was broken by a paper up in the valley, up in Derby. That the whole thing was made up. The wife of the guy who was missing his dog sold the thing on Craigslist and just told him that it was stolen. It all came out, and it is Manti Te'o 2.0 because everybody on the internet was completely hook, line, and sinker about this dog. I'm telling you, it was like if you looked at your Facebook feed and you were from Norwalk, that's all you heard about was this dog. And Tony wrote an article. I guess it's a comment. I don't know. Is it good or probably not good?
It's okay. I mean, the guy is not. It doesn't make any sense what he's talking about.
Did I really go in on the father at all?
Well, you said the father might have to rethink his relationship with this young woman, I agree with.
Anybody in their normal right mind can see
would
that.
Think maybe there's some problems in your relationship. Honesty is the key, Tone.
I mean,
you know that. You've written articles about being single and breakups. The one thing you are, I'll tell you, you're honest to the death of your boy.
Not one time in that article that I fault the father for any of it, did I?
No, he got bamboozled.
So, John, if you want to call up, be my guest.
Yeah,
have a little conversation.
Yeah, we can have a conversation here. I don't want to go into it too much, but check out the website. If you do want to call in, the number to call is 347-637-2306. If you
John,
want to talk
I'd love
about
to
that.
Hear from you.
We'd love to hear from anybody listening out there. We're going to try to get to some calls. We've been struggling to get some time, but this week I think we're going to get to some. But before we even get into this, last week I had to rush my idea for your pilot, and I am so excited about this one. We're going to this is the last time I'm going to pitch it because this is it.
Yeah.
Go in tomorrow. Walk into your whoever your boss is, and say, you know what?
Who's a big fan of mine.
Well, say, you know what? It's been a good run, isn't it? But I'm moving on to bigger and better things. Tony, you got to quit your job. I've already quit my job based on this idea. Now, the title of the show, it's kind of working on, but I like it. It's just called Blackout.
Ooh,
okay?
Okay. I'm experienced.
Okay, exactly. So every episode starts with you waking up on a Saturday morning, not having any idea what happened the night before. So it's a little bit hangover, a little bit memento. So every episode, this is going to have to be an hour-long show. This has got to be an hour-long, like, HBO show. And so every episode, maybe one morning you wake up next to a beautiful woman. Mm. Maybe one morning you wake up next to a woman who's not so good-looking.
Who might be a guy.
Maybe you wake up you open your eyes, and there's just like a 5-year-old kid staring at you, and you're like, ooh, did I hook up with a single mom? And then the whole episode, you have to like take this kid to the zoo, like
agree.
Yeah. And you're just like, the mind gone.
Yeah.
Little kid. You're the comedian here.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just, you know, I'm in the background. I'm like George Costanza in the pilot.
You're just pulling the string.
Yeah.
I'm merely a, you know, a puppet.
Yeah. I just hope I don't screw this up for us because the idea is $1 million. Maybe more than $1 million idea. I don't know. I'm thinking we're retiring off of this idea.
We'll take 7 figures if need be.
I'll settle on 7 figures, but like you said,
we should have Jay-Z represent us.
We should have Hov
Rock
represent
Nation.
Us. Yeah, Rock Nation represent us because, I mean, like I said, the idea is a limitless. God's green earth would A-Rod come out? Get not on the activity. Jeter didn't halt his
premiere episode tomorrow.
I'm just gonna follow you around the camera. It could be a reality show.
Yeah.
So you know, they're all upset that Jeter, he owed it to the fans, and the Yankees should have done this. Why do you want it? What does a Yankee fan get out of Rodriguez just being?
Why the stadium? Close to empty. The
no, but he is exciting to watch. He's, I mean, there isn't going to be, there's very few people that are as polished at a PR standpoint in New York as Derek Jeter. It's been amazing. And one of his strengths, but you're not going to get that out of Robinson Cano, but if you're a Yankee fan, who cares about how polished you are PR-wise? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So my thing is, it was silly that became sort of a story after the game, that Yankee fans were upset about it. I mean, it just shows a lack of knowledge about the game. That's what you think about when we could spend 90 minutes talking about the Yankees. So let's get into opening day. Obviously, it's one game, but you can't like what you saw. Now, people are all up in arms about CC Sabathia's velocity's down. Anybody that's followed CC Sabathia, anybody that's played fantasy baseball and has had him on his team, knows that he's a slow starter every year. I mean, his April numbers are atrocious when you compare it to the rest of his career. So, if you're a gambler, you bet again. I mean, look at his opening day record; it's atrocious. So that's just par for the course. He takes a while. He's a big boy. It takes a while to get going. It's like a locomotive.
Not only that, but can I just go on record and say that I hate April baseball? As a pitcher, like okay. I don't know what your take is as a hitter, but as a pitcher, I hate April baseball. There's no way that I can come out and throw like I want to throw in frickin' 40-degree weather.
Yeah, but I think, see, as a hitter, I'll spin it the other way. That's like I hate hitting when it's cold out.
Yeah.
Because it stings. If you're not hitting the ball right in the barrel, it stings. You know, it tends to be windy in March up here in the Northeast. It sucks to hit in the wind. It's just distractions. So I kind of agree with you. But to my point, and to go away from the Yankees for a second, I mean, you look at the first 2 days of the baseball season, there were some gems thrown. And they're not necessarily in cold weather, so you can't completely blame it on that. But I do think pitchers can get themselves prepared a little quicker because there's no way on 8 2/3 baseball and get great. you know, he was game. Chris Sale threw a nice game. So you saw, I mean, just gems being thrown. Not a lot of offense early on, which, you know,
yeah, so I don't get excited about baseball in April. I can't because I just it's too freaking cold. All right, I like when we
like to be nice and cozy.
I like, you know, when we went down to Florida, and that was, you know, mid March, and it was Florida, but that to me is baseball. And you're sweating. It's nice, 80 degrees.
Yeah,
you know, it feels good to be on the baseball field.
Just chewing seeds,
you know,
in the bullpen.
When in April, I feel like I need to tackle someone, or there needs to be like a pulling guard, or
yeah,
you know,
you need to get outside the pocket and whack.
Yeah, it feels like football still. So, you know, it's tough for me to like judge an opening day performance. You know,
There's no way for anybody to take too much stock into it, other than the Yankees. The Yankee fans had still, like, they were just in this, like, denial that this was going to be a bad season. They're like, okay, well, our lineup is still. They're still down 1-0. Big Met fan. I've probably been to more Yankee games than Met games in my life because most of my awesome, and it was like two rows back. So we're drinking a martini.
You hear the roar of the crowd. This was just like, they're
I think the only way you could kind of tell the end of that game where everybody, you know, 20 and 35 record to start this season, and they're like out of it in June. Are we going to see crowds of 20,000? Unheard of. They're not going to go out and spend big-time money. They'll just watch on Yes.
Yeah.
And now the Yankees have – you can't buy Yankee tickets on StubHub. They set up their own. So you can't buy tickets other than through that. Now, Tone, am I way off on this? I mean, you're a Yankee fan, but not a huge diehard Yankee fan. Are you going to go out and spend $125 on a mediocre ticket at Yankee Stadium to watch a bad team?
No, not way.
Not
at all. And there's going to be a lot of people that will not do that. Like
no.
You said. It's, you know.
The only team in New York I think that could do that is the Rangers. They'll sell out all the time because those Ranger fans are just, they're, you know, it's a small group, but they're super intense. Possibly the Giants, maybe they'll sell out. I mean, I don't really remember. I haven't been to a lot of Giants home games. So when they were bad and they had their down years, were they selling? I'm assuming they were still selling out. I think the Giant fans are maybe one of those rabid fan bases where they won't desert the team. The Giants fans clearly will desert the team.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a while since the Giants have had a bad season, so it's kind of hard to tell. But, you know, I've been there when the going was not good.
Mm-hmm.
And
are they in the playoffs this year?
No, but I mean,
I can't remember.
They just decided to pass. You know, like some years you're too.
They did before they won the Super Bowl. They had lost two. They had not made the playoffs 2 years in a row. They were still selling out.
Yeah.
The 2 years when the Jets went to the AFC Championship game, the Giants.
Oh, 9-10.
Yeah, 9-10. They didn't make the playoffs. They were still selling out. The Jets went 8-8, and people just bailed. 8-8. That's like a horrible season. They had a chance to make the playoffs
that's
in the last
like
game of the
Super
season.
Bowl.
They're like, I'm out.
That's
I'm
a
out.
Super Bowl season for us. 8-8.
Yeah, that's how you guys. But I mean, you guys sell out. So I just wonder on a grander scale if this is. And we talked about it over and over.
Well, I mean, the Devils are like perennial. Division winners.
They got a great
and
new
they
arena.
The stadium.
It's great. The Rock, a great new arena, and they can't. And that's an awesome arena to see a game. And you know, but the Rangers, they charge $12 a beer, and you can't get a ticket to a Rangers game. It's amazing. Yeah. It's just it's weird. So I just wonder about that. On a bigger scale, the Yankees are losing now 2-0. We don't have to break down the importance of the beginning of the season. I will tell you, I was up in Worcester, Mass. The last couple of days, so I got to listen to a lot of Boston talk radio, and you know my love affair with Boston talk radio.
Yeah.
It blows New York talk radio out of the water. These guys that are on there with their accents, and they're just so into sports. They blow New York sports fans out of the water. The New England, the Northern New England. I don't even consider us really New England here down in Norwalk because we're all Yankee and Mets fans, but they blow it out of the water. Their excitement about that win just made me – that's why I'm like, I love baseball. So much.
Yeah.
They were so excited. That Johnny Gomes scored from second on an infield hit. I mean, they were like, it was amazing how excited they were. Jacoby Ellsbury, they got, that Bradley kid that they're all over, that rookie that they love. And, it's awesome. So, I don't think, our friend, as our friend O used to say, our former co-host here on the show, so he's always hated CeCe and said he was a lamb slayer. And he said it again to me. What did I tell you? He was a lamb slayer. He pitches well against good teams. I'm like, well, the Red Sox were supposed to be a lamb.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be one of those lambs. I mean, you look at that lineup, it's not fantastic. But now you look at the Red Sox, I still hate their pitching staff, but their offense is not that bad. You look at some of the guys, and even without, Ortiz, they got Ellsbury, who's back and healthy. They got Pedroia. They got this guy Bradley. Salty Alamakia's got some pop for a catcher. They got some players there. They're not horrible. They got Middlebrooks. It's exciting to watch.
Are they a playoff team? No.
But
what are we talking about here?
I don't think it's crazy to think they can win 80 games, which 3 months ago, just thinking of the Red Sox, I'm like, oh, they're going to be the bottom dweller.
So you're saying that these guys are getting excited about an 80-win team that'll miss the playoffs?
Yes. That's how I do think that, because now they've gotten rid of those big contracts. They're an exciting team, and I think that, and as we transition over to the Mets, I just hate the idea that it's always a terrible season. Unless my team's in the playoffs, why am I watching it? There are a lot of exciting things to me to watch about the Red Sox. They got these young guys that are coming up that are exciting to watch. Will Middlebrooks, Bradley, they got some guys that you're excited to see play. And now we'll go over to the Mets and you look at, I think they're going to be, and I've been saying this, an exciting team to watch. You look at Harvey on the mound tonight, looks crisp. Nice. Who you hated, but you're coming around to Johnny.
I am coming around, yeah.
Johnny Nice. I mean, the guy's a good ball player. The guy's a good pitcher. Not necessarily an opening day guy you want out there, but he's going to be a part of this resurgence of the Mets because he's still young.
He's like a three on most teams.
But I think he eventually will be a three, and it'll be a very good three.
Yeah.
Because eventually I think their vision is, he's got another, in his prime 5 years.
Yeah.
So by that time, Harvey will be settled in, Wheeler will be settled in, he'll be their number three, and then they could fill in some guys towards the end, and you're like, well, that's a good 1-2-3 there.
Yeah.
If everything pans out the way they hope. You get excited about David Wright, being in the lineup. Ike Davis threw up a golden sombrero in his first game, and people are excited about him. Yeah, you got Darno coming up at some point, so that'll be exciting to follow. And then
Colin Cowgill is on pace to hit 162 grand slams.
Need more Cowgill. Yeah, that's the new thing. Wait till the 7 line comes out with that shirt.
We were calling yesterday Nyster Monday. Or Monday, Nyster Monday.
Oof.
Jeez.
But I think this is an exciting.
That's how desperate we are as a fan base. We need something.
Something.
We latched on to Nieuwenhuis back when May last year. We were like, Captain Kirk.
I am the man right now.
Yeah. We just want something.
But Duda hit a home run today?
Yeah.
Is Duda, you know, going to be a guy that could hit 260 and hit 25 home runs? That's all we need from him? You know, like I said, you're going to throw a bunch of crap against the wall in that outfield, and you hope you could find two guys out of there that could be everyday players. Not even studs. Two guys that could be everyday players. They go out and add a guy, spend a lot of money in Aylesbury next year or something like that, and they have some money freed up. And now you're looking at a team, their infield is essentially set for a while. You know, we talked about Tejada last week, but I think, you know, he's just a traditional solid fielding, solid hitting shortstop, not nearly a top 15 hitting shortstop, but just middle-of-the-road guy that could hit eighth and be good, Rafael Santana-esque, you know, one of those guys. And then you look around the rest of the infield, you got Pop at the corners, you got Darnold coming up. I mean, you're not excited about – I mean, I'm super excited about Mets baseball.
I mean, they just scored again, yeah.
I mean, the Mets are up 5-0 right now.
They're playing the Padres, Mike. Come on.
Listen, you got to beat the teams you're supposed to beat, man.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, it's true. We couldn't beat the Astros or the Cubs last year.
Exactly. So what are we kidding?
Yeah.
We may even beat the Marlins in 10
years. I'm so glad the Astros are in the American League now. They just paved the way to the championship
team
for us.
You will see that we talked about Yu Darvish almost throwing a perfect game. You know how many times this year you're going to be watching an Astros game on TV just because it's the ninth inning and there's a no-hitter going on? A half dozen times. There'll be a half dozen times where there'll be a no-hitter through six against the Padres, without a doubt. Probably longer than that.
Yeah.
I mean, that team is bad.
Eesh.
That team is very bad.
The fact that there are two players, individual players, that have higher salaries this year than their entire payroll.
Yeah.
A-Rod Johan.
And Houston is like the fourth biggest media market.
Third
biggest media market in the country.
Yeah.
It's a huge.
What's
city.
Going on down there?
They're just like, whatever, break it down.
Yeah.
We got to break it down.
We're ramping up for 2025.
I mean, they are breaking it down.
Yeah.
They are just shredding it down. I don't know these guys that they're hoping. You know, they got Altuve as like the face of their franchise. They got 5'5". Okay. He's the best 5'5" hitter of all time. Cool.
Yeah.
You know? But, congrats, Houston. I don't know what you want me to say.
Bravo.
Yeah, tip of the cap to you, Houston Astros. But I'm surprised you're not a big April baseball. I just can't. Like,
I hate April baseball.
After getting through the month of March, which is just brutal for a sports fan.
Yeah.
And, you know, dog days of the NBA, hockey.
We got college basketball. I know you hate college basketball, but it's starting to ramp up and then
Well, towards the end, see, I'm not a conference tournament.
I just went yard.
Ice Davis. I mean, this game is all over. C'est la vie. The Mets are 2-0. You're 2-0, New York Mets. Can we play 2 minutes of Meet the Mets? Without any audio?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I just love it. It's just like, finally, it's here. I like the tournament, but for, you know, it's spurts. And still, even if you're really into NCAA basketball, you know, you got 4 days and you're waiting 3 days for the, you know, even if you're really into the March Madness, like, what are you doing Monday, Tuesday, or Sunday night, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? You're just waiting around anyway.
Yeah.
So,
why don't they just, I don't know. I just can't.
I thought you were going to have this huge epiphany. Had he played Meet the Mets, he would have broken something down right there. It would have been great.
It's just, I hear the first tune, the first tone, and just, I just try to.
There's Blackout.
It's like
maybe the show like Blackout will open with just 2 minutes of Meet the Mets, and then your eyes open. Like every episode of Lost at the beginning,
yeah,
where they just their eyes open.
Yeah.
That's how yours is going
to
open.
Yeah. I have no idea how I'm getting back to the island. But.
No. Yeah, no. Like, you wake up on a park bench with just, like, 15 dog leashes, and you had agreed to walk everyone in the neighborhood's dog, and you're like, what the hell just happened?
And it's always just to get laid.
It's always some mission.
Some promise.
And then you call, like, maybe there's a Tony D character, and you got to call him, tell him what happened last night. He's like, I bailed at 10.
Yeah.
He's like that black dude from Swingers. He's like, this place is dead anyway.
Yeah.
That's all he says. And I bailed at 10. That place was dead anyway. And then you were just, and I don't know, you were, last I saw, you were just taking Jaeger bombs to your face. By yourself. Which has happened, probably.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I
yeah.
mean, this
that
is not going to be a reach. This is a role made for you.
That was last Saturday, yeah.
Yeah.
We're celebrating Seward Day. You know what that is?
No, nobody knows what that is, Neil. What's Seward Day?
The day.
The Colonel Seward? Or what, there was like a big...
Yeah, the United States signed a contract to acquire Alaska. Huge pickup by America, by the way.
Yeah.
Huge.
Gorgeous country up there.
Sarah Palin? Yeah.
Jackpot.
Count it.
Count it. And one. And the harmony.
When is Alaska getting a pro team, by the way?
They're getting one soon.
They got
to
get
sure
one.
I'm sure Bud Selig wants to get part of it. He's like, there's got to be another country
He's
up
like,
there.
He's like, I got Vegas, and then I got Alaska.
Yeah. They're going to have their own team in the World Baseball Classic. And then Bud will be like, that's a state?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm into the baseball season full bore. But I'm a crazy baseball fan. It's like dorky baseball fan where I could watch it at any time, you know. So
I never really hit getting into the swing of things. Pun intended. Okay, whatever.
Bam,
bam.
That one's a freebie.
Getting into the
for
swing
your,
of things
for the new listener.
Yeah, that it just was such a struggle for me. Like I always had arm problems. My arm just refused
Maybe
to cooperate.
You keep yourself in the best of shape in the off season.
Listen, I did a lot of elbow bending, and I got to figure that counts for something.
Got to count for something.
12-ounce curls? Are you kidding me?
Boom. Yeah, so I'm super excited. Mets are up 7-0 now.
I'm all about fall ball.
You're a fall ball stud.
I'm a fall ball stud.
Yeah, but it was cold then. See, that kind of...
But it was, like,
intuitive.
It was like the, I just like the smell.
The fall's in the air.
Smell. I got the leaves.
You wanted to forget about your...
The new beginning.
Over, you're just
yeah,
like,
basically.
I used to play football in the fall until I got cut. But you had talked about the NCAA tournament, so we might as well get into it now. You know, we went down, breaking down the Sweet 16 games, and, you know, we kind of both agreed that it was an exciting weekend. The Sweet 16 games are an exciting weekend to watch for any sports fan, and there's a lot of really good games, a lot of really good matchups. But, you know, overshadowing it all was that crazy injury to that kid, in the Louisville kid, who just, it was just an awkward fall. I mean, he was just going up to block a shot.
Didn't watch it. Didn't see it.
I was watching
it
live.
No, I refuse
to
watch it.
You don't
want to
watch
it. I refuse to watch it.
I got something wrong in my head.
Yeah, I was going to say, Tony's got that as like a screensaver.
I had to find like a still shot of like the bone poking out of his leg. It just...
Ah! Yo, I'm going to tell you.
You didn't see it?
So what happened...
No, I refused to watch it.
So the way it played out live, the guy from Duke hits a three, and, you know, there's a whistle on the floor, and you're just like, I don't know what's going on, because it's off the camera where the guy broke his leg, and you see it looked like the player who hit the three was hurt, because he's looking at his bench, and he's making this face like he kind of wants to throw up,
yeah,
or he just hurt something, and you're just like, and then they're like, there's a player down on the court, and you say, oh my gosh, the guy's just like, oh jeez, and then you look, and you see the guy's leg, you see his knee, where that's bending properly, and then you see about midway down between his leg and his knee and his foot, it's just bending.
It's just white meat, too.
It is just bending in the wrong direction. The guys on the Louisville team fell down like a bomb had hit.
Did you see the reaction?
They just collapsed.
Did you ever see Friday when what's-his-name gets knocked out and he's like, damn? That's what they did. They all kind of like just jumped back and they were like in shock.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way. And so, you know, we talk a lot on the show about like crying in sports. That I have no problem. Well, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, that is something, that's an emotional thing. You see your friend and you're like, this guy might get his leg amputated. Like, those type of things, you could lose your leg when your leg cracks in half and it's protruding through the skin. And so that's why when these guys are crying because they lost at the end of the game, I call them out on it and say it's just ridiculous. Because this is something, there are clearly instances where it's okay for a man to cry, even in public. That is an instance where you're like, and you could see Patino, who's a man's man, was fighting it back, but he was crying. You know, and he was just, I mean, he didn't want to. He was embarrassed that he was, I think, because he was crying on camera. But that's a time where you could definitely see. If I saw you go down like that, I might shed a tear.
You might squirt a little bit.
I use Waterworks De Palma. Neil Lynch coming to you live with Waterworks.
Maybe that's happened with David Wilson. He was on the sidelines.
Ah!
Son of a bitch.
Oh, my God. Oh, I had not seen that. Okay. Oh, boy.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Get that out
Oh, Tony D just flashed up on our monitor the picture, the still, and I had not seen that.
I've avoided that all week.
I'm glad I can help out.
That's why Tony's a bad guy. That's why Tony's on our message board right now fighting with some guy about his dog story.
Got to keep the listeners entertained.
Yeah, I mean, he's just a bad dude, Tony D.
Oh.
You can't ever unsee that now.
That's like one of those horror, like when you don't want to see a trailer, like you're going to see some other movie. And like my wife doesn't watch horror movies, so I haven't seen one probably since like Blair Witch or something.
Yeah.
And so
you see
like, you know, a little girl, like dead body.
Yeah.
And, you know what I mean? Like a ghost and her head's turned the wrong way or something. And it's just burning your brain. You'll be sitting at your desk and it's like all you see. That's all you're going to say.
Tony D probably loves horror movies. Yes or no?
Love horror movies.
Yeah, see? I don't know. There's something. See, the wiring is different. Because I don't want. I have no inclination. No.
No.
desire to see a horror movie because it's like, I feel like that could happen in real life, and then I want to be prepared to be like start fighting, and I don't want to be like there like, oh wow, look at that,
look
yeah,
at
yeah, okay,
yeah,
that's
look at
happening.
That ghost. Kid,
be ready in case it ever does happen. You know, you don't
yeah,
know.
Right. If there is a zombie apocalypse, I'm heading right over to
yeah.
Stewart Avenue.
Oh, crap. I'm ready to go.
Tony D is ready to go. I'll just show up the bag. Be like, I don't know where the wife is. I just jumped in the car.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's fine, but I said I'm going to see Tony D. So now we got our final four set. One of my pools, I actually had Syracuse and Duke playing in the finals, and had that gone down, I would have been in position. I had Duke winning it in that one, so I would have been in position to win. And this was in like a 2,500 person pool. So well, obviously, when that injury
did you
happened,
you invite me to that pool?
That one?
Yeah. No.
That O'Neill one?
No, it wasn't O'Neill's. No, it was through RonandFez.com. My favorite show on XM Radio, Ron and Fez, and I named my team TriStateSportsGuys.com because I'm figuring if I won, they would announce it on the show and give us some free pub.
Yeah,
and like TriStateSportsGuys.com.
And then we split the pot, right?
Well, the pot was a signed basketball by Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, my God.
I don't think they've got a lot of money. They got about as much money as the TriState Sports
Guys. Step it up, Ron and Fez. And you know the intern.
They're like $1 million.
You know the intern signed that basketball, too. That is not Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, I think
Shaquille O'Neal doesn't spell with a K.
Yeah. So I would have come home with a Shaquille O'Neal signed basketball, but I was just thinking to myself, we're gonna get some free pub here. Even if Duke had won, I would have been on the top of that list, and they would have had to mention me Monday morning. Like leading our pool is TriStateSportsGuys.com. Plug.
Maybe that's
and, then everybody, and then everybody would listen to our episode and they'd be like, these guys just played 2 minutes of Meet the Mets. I'm not listening to that show again.
Yeah.
But so you get into it, it's a couple of Big East teams in there, obviously, which is exciting in the last year of the Big East.
Big East is the biggest big tease, if you will. They always seem to have the most teams in the tournament.
But they usually are out early.
Yeah.
I mean, you saw Georgetown, but now they got two teams in the Final Four. How much more do you want? You want a full, just all...
Louisville is leaving. Syracuse is leaving?
Syracuse is gone, yeah. Well, the Big East is gone. It's turning into the Cap
so
of Heaven.
Now they decide to make it to the Final Four.
Yeah, it was like their little swan song.
It's like a player in his free agent year.
Yeah,
the final year of his contract.
Yeah, it's the Catholic Seven is coming up next year.
The Big Priest is what they're calling it.
A big priest.
The big priesty, touchy feely.
Yeah. The big uh-oh.
The big whoa-oh.
So, you know, how much are you going to be in the Final Four? I mean, there's not any teams. I've spent my life.
I have a lot of friends that went to Syracuse, so I'll probably be pulling for the orange.
So I'm a Syracuse hater for obvious reasons, being a big UConn fan. So
yeah.
Am I going to root for them? I don't know. You know, they had
probably not.
Am I going to root for Louisville? Probably because of that injury and like all of that.
Come on.
I could root for Wichita, I guess. I mean, they're
Shockers? How do you not root for the Shockers?
The Shockers. I guess I'll be. That's the thing about the Final Four. That you know. That's why I think last round is exciting because you're into it. You still got your pool going. When it gets down to the Final Four and your team isn't in it, and you probably don't have a big college basketball team that you root for, do you? I mean, I can't imagine you're a huge Rutgers guy, and we'll get into Rutgers in a minute.
Yeah.
But are you like a Temple guy? Because you're kind of close down. Are you Georgetown? I mean, you grew up not far from Philly, right? So are you a Temple,
a
Villanova guy?
Yeah, I mean, like I have a lot of friends that went to Villanova, so I'll probably side with Nova to that extent. If you go beyond that, I've always, and this is going to sound like bandwagonish, but
who's a Duke?
Kansas.
Okay.
I've always kind of pulled for Kansas, not Kentucky, so I guess, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
To a certain extent.
All right, so you'll be watching. I mean, I'll watch the games probably. I'll watch the finals for sure. I'll tune in intermittently to the Final Four games probably, but I'm not going to be super into it. The way now they play these finals in the big
when I used to
stadium,
live in North Carolina, sorry to cut you off. I used to.
You lived in North Carolina?
Yeah.
Cool,
Mike. We gotta do like a weekend bed and breakfast meeting.
We need to just learn about each other. We learned a lot about each other last week. You were like, you have seizures, and I'm like, yeah, that's a big part of my life, Neil. Thanks.
It's huge. I had one.
You know, I'm married with a kid. Got another one on the way. Do you know that, Rob?
Where are we right now?
Every week, Tony's got to call you and remind him of you who he is.
Yeah.
I was in, you were in my wedding.
I got tattoos all over me, written backwards.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you got to look in the mirror. seems so much. Well, I think a lot of times you will wake up with just random things written on your hand, and it'll be like 6 digits of a phone number, and you try every one of them.
And I will too.
Yeah,
that's like,
just like
that's in my DNA.
555-0001. Hey.
Oop.
Nope. Sorry. Hey, you. You have my keys. So you'll be into it or not that into it?
Probably not. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. So you're like, I'm college basketball hater. I'm not a hater of it, but if UConn's not in it, I'm not going to just.
Although I did, it depends on where you watch it. Because I watched, when I text you, I watched the Michigan-Kansas game in Murray Hill of New York City, which is like Michigan Central.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There's a Michigan area of the city?
Yes. There are tons of Michigan people in the Murray Hill area. And so I watched it at a bar. It used to be called Vertigo. It's now called Manhattan Brew House. Anyone who's been in that area.
Vertigo sounds like one of those bars from that comedy. I mean, that Saturday Night Live skit where the guy's like, "You've been to Vertigo."
Stefan.
If you want party, if you want Halloween atmosphere, Vertigo.
Yeah. Yeah, it just sounds like an awful place to go. Like, hey, we're going to Vertigo. You know that
sounds like a place of I would just hate everyone in there.
Yeah. Well, it's Brewhouse now, so it sounds kind of better.
Yeah, it sounds a lot better. I'll go to Brewhouse.
Yeah, definitely.
A couple popskies.
And when Trey Burke went off and hit – Trey Burke was shooting from another country.
Trey Burke was like Jimmer for death. I mean, we talked about Jimmer a little bit last week where he would just pull up like,
wherever.
I'm the only one that could score on this team.
Yeah. And it was just
still
amazing.
Got my B card.
So I was like, I was pulling for Michigan there, even though I, for some reason, picked the Jayhawks.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it was fun. It was exciting. And I think that's a team that I could get behind. I haven't watched too much of Syracuse or Louisville. And Wichita State is an underdog. So if I have to, like, gun to my head, you know, root for people, it might be, you know, Michigan-Syracuse is going to be tough because I got friends on both sides of the equation there.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely think I'll go for Wichita
State. Syracuse is boring basketball, though. That zone, they shut people down.
Yeah.
I mean, Marquette had like 38 points or something.
Can somebody tell me this real quick? How in college basketball have they not figured out how to get around a zone defense?
We played on a men's rec team, and the teams would play zone, and we would shred them.
Like, how does that not zone defense? I don't understand.
Make your shots.
And free throws.
Oh, yeah.
What is going on?
They don't mess with free throws. They don't got time for that.
I mean, what the hell?
Nobody got time for that. So, but after all of that, there are a couple stories in the NCAA basketball world we got to get to. There's three I want to get to. I want to get to the women's thing a little bit because Tony D is a huge women's basketball fan. We used to argue about that. We
got
to get to the Rutgers thing. But we'll start with all of these coaches now jumping ship. And, you know, we had a caller a couple weeks ago before the tournament started about this is the purest form of basketball, and you guys never talk about it, and in college and high school is where it's at. Compare college and high school is ridiculous. College basketball is such a fraud of a organization. You got these guys. The guy signs a 10-year extension, and 2 days later jumps ship to another team. The guy from Florida Gulf Coast, who we talked about, remember you were like this
Johns Hopkins alumnus.
He was a JHU guy. I knew he was like a millionaire.
Class of 91.
Class of 91. There you go. There you have it. JHU. With a guy like, you know, was a self-made millionaire, married a supermodel, just decided, like, I'm going to coach basketball now. I'm going to be into it. And then, so he doesn't need the money. And then he jumped ship for, you know, making 10 times the amount he was going to make.
At USC.
Which is not exactly a powerhouse. I mean, they had O.J. Mayo.
Nah, but if you're going to, if I feel like.
Well, it's a great place to go.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure his supermodel wife wants to be out there.
Yeah.
As opposed to Fort Myers, Florida.
Reality show.
Down in Gator Country down there. Oh,
hey,
yeah.
Don't knock Fort Myers. We've been to Fort Myers.
They have a couple nice little clubs, adult clubs.
You can get silly there.
Yeah.
I didn't get silly
for
there.
For not a lot of money.
In Fort Myers, really?
Fort Myers, yeah. There are some young co-eds there.
Yeah, and it is country down there.
Yeah.
They have accents in Fort Myers, Florida.
Yeah.
They are country down there. So, he's jumped ship. Like, what do you make of that? You were supposed to think of it. That's the purest form of the game. And you have guys that sign contracts, and they're able to just be like, nah, I'm out of here. My new employer will pay that. Like, why sign a contract?
Tone and I were talking about this. The NCAA...
When do you and Tone talk about me?
In the car. We tear you apart.
Yeah, that's true.
We actually sit out in the driveway for 15 minutes.
We get here at 6
and
o'clock.
And we just tear you a new one.
What,
like,
you're just like,
ooh, okay.
You're just calling people, do you want to host a show?
Yeah.
We're going to spit off.
No, but I mean, it's amazing the knock that the organization has taken just in the past, like, 3-5 years alone.
Yeah.
You know, because as kids, we used to watch, you know, college football, college basketball games, and it was like story, tradition, and rich history.
Oh, yeah,
and like
Rudy.
Pageantry.
Yeah.
And fight songs and uniforms, mascots. And now it's like, all I can think about when I hear the words NCAA is corruption, backstabbing.
Just money grabbing.
No loyalty.
What's wrong with America?
Yeah.
It is. The kids get free education. They live like kings and all. But
oh, and so that was another thing today. Was Schlereth was like, Stink was like, there's no such thing as free education. That he still had to pay for stuff. And I'm like, yeah, but you didn't have to pay 150 large like a lot of us.
Yeah, you're not still paying for it.
Yeah.
Are you? Yeah, I know.
I might be 50 by the time I pay off my student loans.
Yeah.
Well, no.
Dude, blackout.
Yeah.
Paying for it, dude.
That's not paying for it.
Call your guy. Call your loan guy and be like, hey.
You're like, hey, expect a check. That will bounce.
Yeah. We're the pilot. Once it gets picked up, I mean, we're golden. I still, you know, I would just stiff them. Like, come at me, yeah. Government.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, Johns Hopkins.
The Johns Hopkins.
The Johns Hopkins, sorry. God bless them. But they still send me to donate, money to donate.
All the time.
Donation requests, and I'm like, let me just first pay off what I already owe you.
So they just assume you went to Johns Hopkins, you must be making a lot of money.
Exactly.
Did you get the email from our former coach, Coach Babb, about the new stadium, Johns Hopkins, and I'm so happy where I went there. I love playing baseball there. Coach Babb is literally one of my favorite people, one of my favorite coaches I've had at any level. But they're building a new stadium, a legit stadium, press box, bucket seats, like real stadium-style seats. And, it, you know, they have to raise like $1 million of their own, you know, private money. And so I got an email, however I got on this list, probably because I give $25 a year.
Can you imagine if we hit it big with blackout and they have to name it Neil Lynch Stadium?
Neil Lynch Fall Ball Stadium.
Faber would quit on the spot.
But so it's like you could buy a seat and it would say your name on it.
Like,
it's only $5,000.
Oh, my
five
God.
Large.
They didn't learn the lesson from the Jets?
You want me to tell you what I will guarantee you? We will go down. There'll be some, maybe our 20th anniversary. We'll go down, reunion. We'll go down there. There will be a seat that says Osama Abdullah. I will guarantee. Now that he's nominated for the Hall of Fame, hey, nothing wrong with me.
It's got to be right.
There'll be a whole row.
It's got to be right now. Yeah.
He might have the press.
The section. He might have a section.
Yeah.
You guys sit in the O section?
Yeah.
The big O section?
Big O.
That's it. I feel like the Shake Shack would be the old Shake Shack. Out
but
in
you
center
can't
field.
Say, you can't, it's, it, positivity is prohibited in the O
section.
Yeah,
that's right. If you, you have, when you get there, you have to hate everything about everyone on the field. Nobody's good. Everybody's a Lambs player. It'll be the Lambs player arena. So, yes, yeah, $5,000 a seat. We went off on a little tangent there. But, yeah, I agree with you. Just the scandals going on in NCAA. But moving over to Rutgers. Now, why is it that most people from New Jersey, like in Connecticut, maybe it's because all we got is UConn, but there are some UConn haters in Connecticut, but most people are UConn fans, especially basketball. I can understand, you know, like the UConn football team, but most people get behind UConn basketball. But I feel like guys from Jersey, I don't know any Rutgers fans. I'm sure there are, but I mean, were you growing up, you weren't like,
well, we
wait to see the Scarlet Knights play.
No, we were horrible. I'd still go to games.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still went to Rutgers football games. I didn't go to many baseball or basketball
games. Where is Rutgers? Newark? Where is Rutgers?
New Brunswick.
New Brunswick. Up north?
Yeah.
I don't know where it is.
Yeah, but not like north-north, but like it's in between Trenton
exit
and
what?
Newark. Oh, bop.
Hickory dog. You're in the Garden State. It's in the middle of the state,
I think,
right?
You can take Route 1. You take Route 1. So that's not really an exit.
Okay, I got Route 1 right
on
here. Route 1's right here. You come down Perry Avenue, you make a left, you just head south.
Exactly.
You just show up at Rutgers.
Exactly.
You want to backpack it down there, but it's weird. So there's not a lot of huge fans of the Scarlet Knights, but they do kind of cover it on the fan a little bit.
The Lady Knights basketball is really good.
And UConn.
No,
they're good. They're very, very good. We remember, obviously, the Don Imus thing.
Yeah.
He was not a huge fan of the female Scarlet Knights. But, so you have this guy, Coach Rice.
Mike Rice. Mikey no Rice. Relation to Ray. We got to put that
or,
out
there. Sydney.
Or Sydney.
Or Sonoris.
Or Fried.
So, he got suspended And it was kind of like for just some issues. They didn't really define
back in
it.
Like December.
Yeah, back in December he gets suspended. And then all of a sudden it comes out this guy was like abusing players. And then the video. Now, you want to talk about like Tony D showing you the video. You have seen the video of him chucking basketballs at people.
I did. I didn't hear the audio, but that I saw the video.
Yeah, well, the audio to me, and now look, I don't condone like crazy language. Well, you know, I don't have a problem. Everybody's had a coach that swears, uses slurs at people.
I'm telling you, high school football. I mean, I've been talking like that.
Probably. Oh, well, I really don't have any problem with that. Look, words are words. I mean, maybe if he would have got a slap on the wrist if it was just the words, but this dude was just point blank chucking basketballs. One of them he just threw a guy to the guy's face. This guy threw a basketball at the dude's face.
I honestly don't understand what all the hoopla is about. Because
you don't understand what the hoopla is about.
I just feel like I've had that throughout my entire athletic career, with the exception of Coach Babb.
You had a guy throw a, like, physically do something to you?
I had a guy in high school who used to
that
go
that one
around.
Semester you were at Penn State playing linebacker.
We were in the showers. So in high school, he used to have – you probably had this done to you in high school. Maybe not. The whistle.
Yeah.
Where they come by and they hit you on the head.
On the helmet.
On the helmet. And you're fucking – I'm sorry. Excuse me. Your ears will ring.
Drop an F-bomb. I love it.
You know what?
You're like pent-up anger, dude.
We can afford it with the blackout money.
Yeah.
We can afford it.
Yeah. Come see us at FCC.
No, but, that killed.
There was like this metal.
And that was freshman year. That was 13. I was 13 years old.
I don't remember what it was, but there was this metal thing. I don't know what it was, some sort of tool, but it wasn't like a screwdriver. But this guy used to come out and hit us with that thing on the top of the head. And it sounds like, who cares, you have a helmet on? It would ring, like your ears would ring, dude.
It would intensify the effect of the sound. I'd rather get hit on a bare skull with a metal pipe than get hit on the helmet. The helmet did nothing. So, and I had a coach who was he was the offensive line coach.
Why was he picking on the quarterback?
Because this guy was like your prototypical, like, I am just angry at the world.
The
I
dude
was an
from
athlete.
Like Dazed and Confused.
Like,
make
just,
sign that commitment to your team.
Yeah, just
don't
an angry dude.
Think.
Angry dude who was like probably decent in high school. Wanted to get a scholarship to college, didn't get offered, and just went off the deep end. He was like, he told me at one point, go get this from my car. I go into his car, and I pull down the visor, and it's a Polaroid of him with a stripper on his lap, grabbing her hoo-has.
Grabbing her chimichangas.
Now, did I put that all over Facebook and Twitter? No, because it didn't exist back then.
Could have started a Facebook page. You got 2,000 likes.
But I could have sextorted him for life.
Yeah.
Sextorted him.
Here's my problem with it, and I'll tell you my problem with it. I never had somebody.
So it's just a firing the ball at the head. That's
well, here's the thing.
About.
I've had coaches, football coaches, grab you by the face mask.
Oh yeah.
And grab you by the I'm sure Tone, you probably. We played at rival high schools, but that happens. That's one thing. But when you got a dude that throws a ball at somebody's face, I just think you're gonna say that this is an exaggeration. I liken that to some extent. To like a guy who hits a woman. Because these players can't come. If that player had come back and punched this dude. This guy, when you know you have complete immunity and you're just like beating up on somebody, you're a wimp. Yeah. To throw a basketball at a grown man, these guys are 19 to 22 years old, throw a basketball at a guy's face knowing that there's nothing that guy could do to come back at you. You're a wimp and you know what I mean?
Well,
you're
that's why.
So, I have a good friend. I'm not going to mention his name. I'll tell you guys all the other day, but. He's got a son who's 18 years old, and he was like, I fought my son before. I'm like, what do you mean you fought him? He was like, we got into an argument, and I punched him, and he punched me back, and we fought, and I beat his ass. And I'm like, and to me, I don't have, like, look, you can spank kids and all. I don't have much, because you're at least letting the kid fight back. If this guy was going to throw a basketball and be like, you got a problem, come see, you know what I mean, and he beat this guy up, I would have more respect for him. But he's throwing basketballs at guys knowing, what am I going to do? Am I going to get kicked off the team? I'm here on a scholarship. I'm playing at Rutgers. I'm not going to the NBA. So he's just using his power for the wrong reason. And that's not going to motivate somebody. You're going to get hit in the face with a basketball. I'm like, well, man, I got to box out.
Well, the problem I have with it is the argument that, like, what if he was a coach that was, like, a legend or a winning coach?
Oh, he would not have gotten fired.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. It wouldn't have made it. But that's what we just talked about with college basketball.
I just don't get that. And then Coach and Company on ESPN Radio just had a guy on, where did he used to coach, Mike Rice?
I have no idea. I never heard of him before. They talked about him.
It was a smaller school, and they had a player on from that played with him, played under him at this smaller school, and the player defended him to the T.
Yeah.
To the nth degree. Was just like, and they were like, well, is he a good coach, average coach, good coach, or great coach? He goes, great coach. And his reasoning was there are just some players, and I think this is where Mike Rice, where his judgment was impaired, or maybe he didn't like read the situation correctly, but there are some teams that need a swift kick in the butt, literally.
Yeah.
And you can get away with that. There are teams or players where you have to take on that tough mentality.
Well, then make him run. Make him run suicide for an hour.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
how you punish a guy.
Yeah.
You don't throw basketballs in the guy's face.
Yeah. But so that's why.
Some of them, they weren't even looking. If you were facing in a direction,
he butt-hooked them with a.
Yeah. So that's why I'm wondering why this player was so defensive in Mike Rice's defense. Like, what possessed him to make this guy seem out like the victim?
Well, that. I get the, cause, and one of the arguments all the defenders of Mike Rice have said is like no player complained. It was an assist. It wasn't even a coach. It was like some sort of player personnel guy who actually played in the NBA a little bit. Was the guy who reported. He reported it and then got fired. And they're like, well, no player did. Well, how could a player do that? You can't report your coach because you're going to get fired. You know, I mean, you're going to get cut, and then you're not going to find your way. You know, no other team. They're not looking for scraps off the Rucker squad to go play big-time basketball, and that's their shot, and that's their scholarship. So I don't have a problem. There was a kid who left. Kid came over from Africa and played, and he left because he said the guy just made fun of the way he talked. How does that make you a better player? That's not a swift kick in the face. The guy just was learning English, and he made fun of him how he talked, and the guy was like, screw you.
But I've had so many coaches, and this is probably why I have night terrors. I have so many coaches over my career that think that you know, I'm soft, or that I have this confidence problem, and that this is the way to go about it.
You have a confidence problem, so I'm gonna just beat you up.
So I'm gonna
I'm gonna get beat up by a grown man. That don't really boost my confidence.
I do. That's why I make fun of people on a website.
But like.
That's how you get them coming back for more.
When you throw a ball at somebody in the real world, you're gonna expect you could win the fight. If I throw a basketball at Tony, we're playing pickup basketball. I might win the fight, I might lose the fight, but I know I'm gonna fight Tony. Like Tony's gonna punch me, and we're gonna get into a tussle. I might win, I might lose, but that's why I was told the story about my friend with his son. He has a grown son who was acting up. He's not like a kid. It's like he's beating up a 10-year-old. It's a grown man. The kid's 19 years old, and he was just like, we fought, and I let him fight me back, and I beat his ass, and I had to let him know that I'm still your dad. So I have more respect for that. If this guy threw a ball at him and then was like, you got a problem with it, take a swing.
Maybe that's what he was waiting for. He was waiting for someone to step up and throw a haymaker.
Yeah, he would have gotten knotted by one of these dudes.
Sleeping.
He would have gotten yoked right in the ear and been lights out.
Right, but I think that's the mentality that some people have is that, and a lot of men have, is that I'm going to test you, we're going to fight, we're going to have it out, and then we're going to be best buds. Like that's how we're going to become stronger, that's how we're going to bond.
I have no problem getting yelled at. I get into arguments in a lot of parts of my life, and that's just what happens. And then you, at the end of the day, you're like, okay, you separate. That's basically their work. You get in arguments at work, and you could have words with somebody, and you could have words with your friends. But then the next day, you're friends again. I have no problem with that. But when you start being physical with somebody, knowing that there's no way this guy's going to reciprocate it because he's going to get kicked out of school, then you're being a wimp.
I also think too, if it results in wins. It might be a little leeway.
Yeah,
they
stink.
Still not right, but if it resulted in them actually winning and being good, then
yeah.
maybe it would.
Well, that's the point you made. If it was Bobby Knight, but still, out of all the things Bob Knight did, I know he choked the guy at one point, which is unacceptable. But they keep playing like his clip where he went on that F-bomb tirade at halftime, and this is the same thing. That's different. If it was only the language,
and people are defending Bobby Knight because they're saying. He only decided to do that with players that he respected and that he knew that he would get a reaction, positive reaction from the rest of the team, right? So he wanted to make an example of someone on the team, so he'd always go to his guy that he respected, that he knew, like, I don't know if they had some kind of unspoken agreement that this would happen,
yeah.
But, like, a guy that the other players looked up to, he wanted to make an example of him so that the rest of the team was like, whoa, we got to get our act together. But that's,
this guy was like the white hitting yourself type thing, like basically, you know, like that was his move.
Yeah.
I bet you he did that. That didn't make the highlight reel.
Yeah.
Why are you hitting yourself? I don't know. I have no problem with the guy getting fired. I don't know. There's a lot of defenders of him. I have no problem with the guy getting fired. I do agree with the hypocrisy that if he was good and Rutgers had, you know, was in the Final Four right now, the guy would not be fired. And that's just, but that's just the way of the world. And that's definitely the way of the NCAA. You get second and third chances when you're a big time coach in the NCAA.
There's such a fine line though, because like, what is, do you put a 5 or 12, however many players are on that team? If you put a different set of players on that team that respond differently,
it's a genius.
And he's a genius. That's why it just bugs me out that like it's because of the record. That's why it's wrong. Doesn't that? Yeah.
I guess, but it's still
right?
Wrong. But it would be wrong. It's just a question of whether it's fireable offense. It's definitely wrong to throw a ball at a guy's face. If Jim Calhoun came out, you threw a basketball at somebody's face, I would, even though I'm the hugest, big Jim Calhoun fan there is, I mean, that's horrible, and I would say the same thing. He's a wimp, because anybody could beat his old ass with his little crust in his lips.
There's going to be a video that
he always had him in the corner of his lips. He was at that crust.
He's on the reefer, probably.
He's
in that dry mouth.
He is. He got the cotton.
But there's going to be a video that surfaces of Coach K, like, cutting people.
Yeah, Coach K. Yeah, like, I thought you recruited, like, 8 guys. Only 7 of them made it.
No, I mean, like, literally cutting people with knives.
And,
like,
so he's dead. Them. I'm just saying he murdered a guy. We recruited 8. Only 7 of them made it through. He shanked a guy.
Yeah.
We just accused Coach K of murder.
Yeah. Probably true.
You only hear it here. The only other thing, and we'll go quick on it, is the college women's basketball. Mark Cuban has come out and said they have the 55th pick. They don't NBA draft, I guess, or whatever, they're in line for it. So he's saying he might use a second-round pick on the girl out of Baylor who dunks all the time, which is clearly
Brittany Griner.
Who is, the most impressive female basketball player I've ever seen. But she choked in that Elite Eight game.
Yeah,
she went up 14-10. She only took 10 shots.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you have a girl that's the best basketball player of all time takes 10 shots in a Elite Eight game? But she choked there, and what do you think of that? I'm a huge Mark Cuban fan. We've talked about him on the show. I wanted him to own the Cubs. I wanted him to own the Dodgers. But that's just silly. When you say something like that, now you're just being a little silly.
It's silly, but to a certain extent, if you're going to take a shot.
Come on. You're not saying that he seriously is considering. I was saying that.
Like, name the 12th man on the Mavs right now.
Better than Brittany Griner.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, but is he getting playing time? Is he getting playing time?
But what?
So is he getting playing time? He's making a difference.
This is in the Flint Tropics where you're just trying to get people in the seats.
I think it's definitely a publicity move. It's definitely a move to sell tickets.
But it's so out.
Come out and see Brittany Griner.
I think the Dallas Mavericks sell out now, even though they're in the nine. You know, they're
like, if you were to look at projections.
Oh,
I
disagree with you, dude. I mean, I know the rotation is typically 9-10 guys, and the 12th man never plays. But, you know, you see injuries and stuff. You can't waste a roster spot on a Brittany Griner.
What, you can't sign her to a contract, invite her to
let
camp,
her play some D-League? She would sell out D-League games.
Yeah.
But what position is she going to play?
The one, obviously.
She's going to run the point like magic. I don't know. I think it's just silly. But we'll get to quickly. UConn's playing Notre Dame. I mean, Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. Notre Dame's got that really pretty chick. Where she has some scandalous pictures. Scandalous pictures that were going. So I got that. But UConn, 6 straight Final Fours, doing their thing. We had a debate on our first season about whether
I heard some bad stuff about UConn. I need you to like maybe defend
Diggins.
It.
Skylar Diggins, no, oof, wow, she is hot.
Yeah, she is.
Bottom line, what is your scandalous things about UConn Huskies? The Lady Huskies?
That the Big East doesn't want UConn because it's ghetto.
Stores,
Connecticut, yeah.
Next to the Willie? Yeah,
there's like the UConn is not ghetto, but they have a reputation that the Big East is not very fond of.
Well, the Big East is gone now. Now they just have no home. I mean,
that's like an overall Connecticut thing, maybe. You know, like a ghetto thing. But Stores is like, you can't get anymore. It's not ghetto up there, is it?
I've never been to Stores.
It's,
I think it's like country.
Like fields,
yeah,
like
it's in like, there's nothing else going on in Stores.
There's none up there but white people and tractors.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe the team itself might be, I don't know.
It's just a Connecticut thing.
Yeah. Heating on Connecticut. Everybody thinks Connecticut's all Greenwich and New Canaan.
It is not.
It is not. Come to the whack. All right. You got some days for us, brother?
Yeah.
We got to pick things up here. We only got 26 minutes left. We spent 30 minutes on your boy from Rutgers. What do you got? Give us something.
It was a weak week. It was a weak week for Dude, Are You Serious?
Okay, well, give us a good 10 minutes of days.
Magic Johnson's son is gay.
Okay.
He's not just... I have no problem.
Fabulous.
God bless him.
You know, and there are a lot of stories about Magic dabbling with the dong.
Yeah, that was the story. Yeah, that was the rumor.
Yeah, I mean, they were saying there was no evidence that his HIV was brought on by heterosexual interactions.
Mm-hmm.
And him and Michael Cooper were just like, put it out there.
It's a party. But yeah. Hey, look. He's got the cure. They cured it. You know where they did cure a little baby.
Doors, Connecticut.
Nope. There was a 2-year-old kid born to a mom who had AIDS. He had AIDS and all this stuff. It could be a grind. The little kid had AIDS and got this experimental treatment. I'm gonna teach you where it is. But, and then the mom didn't keep bringing the kid back, even though there was you're supposed to come back every week, just saying whatever, because she was kind of messed up herself. Comes back 6 months later. No trace of HIV. The hospital and university, the Johns Hopkins University, cured AIDS.
We cure a lot of things.
We cured AIDS. We got the mayor of New York. we got rid of soda.
We got Andy Enfield.
We got Andy Enfield.
We have Ben Carson.
We got 2/3 of the tri-state sports guys.
We have Ben Carson making statements.
Yeah. We are taking care of you. Ben Carson. I mean, we are taking over the country.
Yeah.
The Babber? I'm sure the Babber's got a lot of great ideas in that. We're going to get him. He's going to do a cameo on Blackout.
Yeah.
You're going to wake up in the coach's office. You're like, you agreed to coach today.
Yeah.
He's got to coach in Johns Hopkins baseball. Be an inside joke.
FYI, I actually tried to be a coach.
Yeah, it didn't pan out?
And blacked out.
I didn't show up. The kids were there just warming up.
No, I was like, coach, I'll be a pitching coach, be a guy who's wrangle the pitchers, whatever. Yeah,
where was it? Johns Hopkins?
When I was at grad school, 2003.
You had a great relationship with Babb. He never asked me to coach him, and I thought I liked me. I was a captain.
I showed up when they ran the mile. I was like, all right, good job, guys, good job.
Yeah, get in there and do your bench press.
And then I just had to juggle wine, and that was it.
Juggle the Carlo Rossi.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, it was Thursday, and
yeah,
I did not know that about you. All right, what else you got?
So we got Mike Piazza is joining the ballet.
He is. He had to come out and say, but I'm not wearing tights.
I'm not wearing tights, man. It's not who I am.
I want to love Mike Piazza so much.
We all do.
But his book came out and said he didn't charge the amount because he thought he might get beat up. The guy's 6'4", 230, on steroids. He didn't want to get beat up, and now he's in the ballet. One show only. Get your tickets, folks. Miami Ballet. He's going to be dressed in some sort of old-timey 20s clothes. He's going to play Al Capone or something.
Yeah, he says he's
got a six head. Forget a forehead. What happened to his head? His hairline is just weird, but
he charges to show movies on there.
Yeah. Well, you could definitely watch Blackout. We might do our premiere, our red carpet. And Mike Piazza has been willing to...
He said it was a gift to his 6-year-old daughter, who's a student at the Miami City Ballet School.
That's nice. So I take it back. I like that.
But the ballet features gangsters, strippers, and attempted murder plot.
If you want to have a tribute to your daughter, I got one daughter now, and there's one on the way, another little girl. Yeah, you want to do something with strippers and a murder plot.
You gotta
it's the real world, sweetie.
Right out the womb. Just expose it, you know?
This is Miami. Remember Will Smith's song? He broke it down.
That was straight thug life.
Yeah. He got Flo Rida.
So we spoke about John Neese. I thought you were going to spill the beans. You and my dude. Are you serious?
Would never.
His wife. He's got a hot wife.
Of course he does. He has a nose job by courtesy of Carl Beltran. Made him a better looking fella. You hear about that?
Carl Beltran. He got a nose job.
He got one that Carl Beltran paid for.
Did he throw a couple bucks her way, or what's the deal?
Well, now he's got the new nose. They were a little eclectic.
So she came out and said that she wears a blue thong every time he pitches.
On Twitter.
Oh.
I love every minute of it. It's like a new Anna Benson.
Brianna Benson said that if Chris Benson ever cheated on her, she would have sex with the entire Myth roster.
Yeah.
that's a
little different.
Remember, she did say that. She's like, I'll cover a max.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just run right through.
And if you were on that Mets team, you know you were taking Chris Benson out every night.
You
were getting him
drunk. I would
and introducing him to everyone.
Yep.
Hey. Oh, look at this team. Oh, my God. My wife. Yeah.
She's cool. She just
texted
me.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Hall pass.
But I just want...
What you want.
Girls complain. They're like, that's so hard to meet a man, blah, blah, blah. No, it's not.
No.
This is all you have to do.
Yep.
If a girl came up to me and was like, I'm going to wear a blue thong every time you go on stage to perform comedy, I'd be like, all right.
Okay. And which size ring do you wear?
The Mets will give you a free ticket for following them on Twitter.
Fair enough. I got to follow them.
I'm already following, so they already get free tickets.
New account, brother. I'll just start setting up.
We just set up millions of accounts.
I'll just say sold out.
And it's
just
it's
me
just
and
the
you.
Two of us in the speeding.
Just costume. Running around.
James Dolan. Mm-hmm. Are you familiar?
I don't know about that. I know Jimmy Dolan for sure.
Fired a security guard who didn't recognize him.
Own MSG. Yeah, you should know Jimmy Dolan.
Yeah, but that's kind of on you. You got to get your image out there. Like, that's got to be part of the orientation package, right?
Yeah, I guess
it's like, this is me. I own you.
But it's got to be something like he wasn't letting him in to the arena or something. It can't be just like, who am I? You're fired.
You're fired. I mean, at that point, I expect James Dolan to just immediately walk out into the street and just have a man on the street survey of random people. Like, who am I? Okay. You get punched.
Yeah. You just have a big guy punching people in the face.
How about this? The trip. You remember Baby Geniuses?
I'm not familiar with Baby Geniuses.
It was a movie featuring babies.
Yeah.
That were geniuses.
Yeah.
Which
sounds entertaining.
Sounds plausible. The triplets from that movie are now playing college hockey.
There you go.
Pretty cool.
That's a feel good story. Way to spin back to some positivity.
Rob Dibble was fired from his high school coaching job because he sucked at it.
Yep. Just throwing baseball to the face.
That's kind of, like, how bad do you have to be to make it to the show, or make it to the big leagues, make it to the pros, and you're getting fired from your high school job?
Yeah. That stinks. I don't know.
I mean, like, you've got to be
maybe
really
drink,
bad.
Maybe drank a jug of wine.
Jug of wine. Along those same lines, Don McCaskey, remember him?
Yeah.
Former Packers QB?
Magic Man.
He can no longer coach his son's football team.
Why is that?
He's lost the magic, apparently. I mean, this is ridiculous. We didn't talk about the Pac-12 coordinators officials, did we?
No, and I wanted to talk about it. I forgot to. Yeah, let's talk about that. Let's
talk a little bit about it. He didn't pay. He offered trips to some exotic location.
$5,000 or Cancun?
$5,000 or Cancun. What would you take?
Take $5,000.
I would definitely take Cancun. Get wild for how long was
five
the trip?
$5,000, dude. You could go and get some all inclusive.
I will make that back tenfold in Cancun. Are you kidding me? Scams you can run in Cancun?
You can get kidnapped in Cancun. You've been to Mexico, dude? I have not. I decide to take my vacations elsewhere. Mexico is not a place I'm just...
I don't know,
I'm not
man.
Messing with Cancun. Any place you can't leave the resort, I'm a little hesitant. I'm a little leery of.
You, is it illegal to leave the resort?
Well, it's not illegal, but you just probably won't come back. Yeah, they kill people in Mexico a lot.
I think I've seen that Spring Breakers trailer too many times. I feel like it means bank down in Cancun. Yeah, I think so. No, it's in Florida. But, like, Cancun's like, you know, Florida Junior, right? I just think, you know, think about it.
I'll think about it. All right. You got anything else?
I told you, it was a week.
That's a good one, though. Yeah, I like the clothes on Cancun. You got any say what's quick or what, Tone?
No,
say what's. Hey, we're fine. We only got 16 minutes. So we got a lot to get to.
Yeah, we're going to go to the top 10.
We're going to go to the top 10.
I'll do one.
Give me one more, dude.
All right. You hear this? writer, reporter, correspondent for Pro Football Weekly, Nolan Naraki.
Yeah.
He had a little scouting report about Geno Smith.
Oh, I heard about this. Yeah, I'd like you to repeat that. He is not a huge...
Not a fan?
He's got it called Achilles, the next Achilles Smith. Somebody said he's the next Achilles Smith.
So this is Nolan Naraki from Pro Football Weekly about Geno Smith. His scouting report. Quote, unquote, not a student of the game, nonchalant field presence, does not command respect from teammates, and cannot inspire. Mild practice demeanor, no urgency, not committed or focused, marginal work ethic. Interviewed poorly at the combine, it did not show an understanding of concepts on the whiteboard. Opted not to compete at the Senior Bowl, and has approached offseason training as if he has already arrived, and it shows in his body with minimal muscle definition or strength. Has small hands and glaring ball security issues.
It's like a carny.
32 career fumbles. Really, really struggled handling the snow and pinstripe bowl. Took two safeties. And will be troubled by the elements. Needed to be coddled in college. Cannot handle hard coaching. Across the
Sounds
team.
Sounds like a Buffalo Bill to me. Back up to Kevin Cobb. Pick number 8 or whatever they got. Send him up to Buffalo. Kevin Cobb will train him.
A cross between Achilles Smith and Aaron Brooks, Smith is a gimmick, overhyped product of the system, lacking the football savvy, work habits, and focus to cement a starting job, and could drain energy from a quarterback room. That's tough. Will be overdrafted and struggle to produce against NFL defensive complexity.
Why do they always have to compare a black quarterback to two other black quarterbacks? There's not any white quarterbacks that can compare him. They can't compare him to some buff, Ryan Leaf or something like that. It's always got to be. Remember, it was like Cam Newton. He might be Jamarcus Russell. Well, I was like, he looks like Ben Roethlisberger to me. But you can't say that. I don't know. Geno Smith came out early in the season. It was unbelievable, if you remember. He was completing like 78% of his passes. Had all these touchdowns, low interceptions. And then he started playing some real teams and just, was non-existent and was bad. The guy was a 4-year starter at West Virginia. I don't want him on the Jets. I don't think he'll ever be a big-time quarterback. And the worst thing that could happen to a guy like him is to get drafted and be thrust into a starting role. I don't know whether he could possibly – maybe he could pan out. I don't know. But I think that's a little harsh. This guy went to every one of his practices and interviewed all the players. How did he not command any respect? He was a quarterback at West Virginia. They were good.
This is a guy who also called Cam Newton a fraud. He was delusional about his past and a con artist.
Yeah, how'd that pan out there, Noriaki? Sounds like a real jerk. All these guys. You're talking about Mel Kiper.
I took a lot of...
Big board changes every day.
I took a lot of creative writing classes at Hopkins. I feel like I could just creatively write a fictional past about a bunch of prospects and then...
You should do that. You should just pick a couple guys, top 10 guys, and just break it down. It'll probably spread around the internet. Neil Lynch from Drive to the Sports Guy.
Yeah, that's exactly where we're going to go.
That's, I think, exactly. Just make things up. We got to break stories.
Yeah. So, we'll see how Geno pans out. But
yeah, we'll stand with it. Only time will tell. Maybe he's right. He clearly wasn't right about Cam Newton, but I don't know. Cam Newton's a little overhyped. We got a good top 10.
That's probably the same guy who called Kyle Bowler a must-have.
Yeah, exactly. And said, Aaron Rodgers should drop. He shouldn't go early. Yeah. He should go in the 20s.
No Brett Favre.
This top 10, we haven't had a top 10 in a couple weeks. This top 10 came from my dad down in Florida. He said, you guys should do it. And I saved it because we were going to go do some different things. I wanted to wait for a good week. I think this is a good week to do it. He said, how about top 10 lines from sports movies? Instead of, we've done top 10. I think our first top 10 was top 10 characters. Which went over really well. I really like this one. So, top 10 lines from sports movies. You want to go first? Want me to go first?
I think you go, and then I'll go, and then we go. You go, you're the headline. You go, then I go. Then
you go, I go. No, I didn't put them in specific order. I just said top 10 because...
Well, that's complete BS, and we got to scrap the whole thing.
Okay, we'll come back to it next week. So, I'm going to just give you my top 10, not necessarily in any order. Number 10, I went with League of Their Own. I went with Tom Hanks. He signs a baseball for some little kid. And it says, avoid the clap, Jimmy Dugan. I just think that's so funny. And he's like, that's good advice.
I always say, oh boy. Anytime I hear about some old time disease and like, I had to clap. Jimmy Dugan had to clap. Yeah. Number 9, I went with Talladega Nights, which I think is an underrated movie. I love
that
movie. And I know a lot of people that hate it.
Yeah, I love it.
I went with Taste of America. Sacha Baron Cohen and Will Ferrell kiss. It just summed up the whole movie. Taste of America. I love that line. Number 8, I got 2 lines from this movie, but Cool Running. I went with Senka, you dead man. After they crashed. You dead man. I love that movie. I can watch it every day. I love everything about that movie. Number 7, I went back to back with this movie. I went, Coach, kiss my egg, Coach. He just wants Dougie Doug.
He pulled it out of his pants.
He wants Doug Janet. Like, I love that. Number 6, I went with Happy Gilmore. You too good for your home? He's yelling at the ball.
Go to your home.
I just love that movie. You can get a bunch of lines in that movie, but I went with that. Number 5, this probably could be number 1 if I went in order, but Sandlot's got a million lines you could choose from.
Oh, yeah.
But I went with You're Killing Me, Small.
Oh, I had that.
Because that's one that I use all the time still.
Yeah.
You could use, you know, you play ball like a girl, this and that, but You're Killing Me, Small.
Yeah.
Number 4, I went with Necessary Roughness, another movie that I like that some people don't like. I went with Manu Manu the Slender just saying, follow me, Mr. Blake. I mean, that's inspirational.
Yeah.
Follow me, Mr. Blake. Manu Manu the Slender. Trying to get on, what was that supermodel? Was in that movie that was a kicker? Kathy Ireland.
Oh,
remember how hot she was?
God.
Ooh. Five. And Manu Manu the Slender liked it. And remember, nobody could go in the shower when she was in there.
That's right.
Oh,
no.
Oof. Number 3, I went Bad News Bears. Just the chant of let them play. Kind of gives, I like that, the let them play. When they're, I think it's Bad News Bears 2, when they're playing that, the Astrodome.
Yeah, yeah.
The second one, let them play. Number 2, I went with Rudy. You're 5 foot nothing, 100 and nothing. You hardly got a speck of athletic ability. I mean, that's
something.
That dude, you're 5 foot nothing, 100 and nothing. You hardly have a speck of athletic ability. I'm sure some coaches told you that before. Your coach that was banging you in the head. And then number 1, I went with Major League. There's a million of them you can do it. I'm going to give the cable version, the you know, like the TNT version of it. I say, forget you, Joe Booth. I do it myself.
Yeah.
That movie. Everybody that's ever played baseball and been a hitter has said that to themselves.
I went a little overboard. I had 13 because I love movies and I love sports, so this is like a dream come true.
This is the total package for you.
So, at number 13, I have the quote from Dodgeball.
And I had a Dodgeball quote that I crossed out. It was my number 11. I hope it's the same one.
Yeah, the 5 D's Dodgeball. Dodge, dip, duck, dodge, and dive.
You know what my line was? It's the very last line of the movie, and I can't use the F word again, but Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
He goes, F and Chuck Norris.
Number 12, I had You're Killing Me, Smalls. I say that at least once a week.
Yep.
Just someone messes up and you're like, oh, you're killing me, Smalls.
Yeah, that's such a great line, dude.
11, A League of Their Own, I had, I was going to go with There's No Crying in Baseball.
Yeah.
Because I say that a lot and I feel like everyone gets that. But there is a better scene where that little kid is covered.
Stillwell.
Stillwell, where his mouth's covered in chocolate, he's like, you're gonna lose, you stink, and he drills him with a glove.
Yeah, it was a mitt. I think it was like a catcher's mitt.
Yeah.
Right in his face.
Major League has tons, but I just like, just a bit outside.
Yeah, that's another one. Try the corner and miss.
Yeah.
Yeah. They said he ad-libbed, Bob Uecker ad-libbed a lot of that thing. I like when he just dips his finger in the Jack Daniels and puts behind his ear for no reason. Just wants to smell like Jack Daniels.
And I can't remember the exact quote on this, but it's Bull Durham.
Bull Durham's got a million, and that was another one, I just couldn't pick one. And the more I watched Bull Durham, the less I used to love that movie, and I watch it.
I didn't like it.
Now you're just like, this is kind of a cheesy movie. But
oh, it's so cheesy.
But I used to love it. I used to say this was one of my favorite sports movies.
Yeah.
The more I watch it, the more I'm like...
Yeah.
I get about the candlestick. My kid was really cool. Thanks, Arliss.
All right, so Crash Davis, Kevin Costner's Crash Davis. He goes, well, I believe in the soul, the C, the P, you fill in the blank.
Yep.
Smallville wins back to hang curveball, high fiber, good scotch that the novels of Susan Sontag are self-indulgence. Wow. Overrated crap. I believe in Lee Harvey Oswald, active alone. I believe there ought to be a constitutional amendment outlawing AstroTurf and designated hitters. I believe in the sweet spot, softcore pornography, opening your presents Christmas morning rather than Christmas Eve. And I believe in long, slow, deep, soft, wet kisses that last 3 days.
Yeah, it's a good line. That one is...
Specifically for that last, I believe in long, slow, deep, soft, wet kisses that last 3 days.
Do you believe in that?
Yeah.
You like kissing.
I love kissing. I could spend the rest of my life kissing, obviously.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I don't know, when's the last time you just kissed a girl? That was it. That's where it ended.
It's been a long time.
If I kiss a girl, that's where it ended. I usually don't see her. Tony T. That's a whole other article for this.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so ladies, I mean, you can string me along for decades.
Yeah.
Kissing me.
Give him a long, wet kiss.
Long kisses. That's it.
Fair enough.
I'm not hard to please over here.
What is a long wet kiss?
I might be 16 for the rest of my life.
Yeah, wait.
Oh, 12.
13.
Yeah.
That's a middle school band, my man.
And everyone says this one from Caddyshack. Noonan.
Noonan.
Everyone says it.
Everybody. That's a good one. I was thinking Caddyshack too, and I couldn't decide on one, so I left them out.
I say this down at the shore, this next one. I say it all the time. It's usually when you're in a situation or a setting where there's some animosity, maybe there's some hostility, some tension. Maybe you're in a heated beer pong tournament.
Yeah.
And you gotta bring things down. You gotta bring people together. I always break out this gem from Rocky IV.
I guess what I'm trying to say is, if I could change, you could change. Everybody could change.
That is an emotional moment for him in American history. For Rocky IV, I had one as my...
That ended the Cold War.
I will break you.
I'll break you, yeah.
That one, I'm Drago.
Yeah.
Usually nobody's throwing a basketball.
Yeah.
He would not put up with that jive.
Hadlemore. This is a very underrated line. Everyone likes to talk about the price is wrong.
Yeah. Feeling the flow.
Biznatch. Feeling the flow, doing the bull dance. I always like... Talk about a hole in one.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, from a Subway commercial. Yeah, I like the one where he goes, my girlfriend's dead, you know. She fell off a cliff and died on Instagram. Yeah. And the girl just looks at her and goes, okay.
Yeah.
Now she's a Modern Family. Still good.
Yeah, she is. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Julie Paul. She is.
She has an age of day.
She is a very underrated woman.
Ace Ventura. Not, you know, it's a football movie, sort of, kind of.
Yeah, it's based around the Miami Dolphins.
When he finds out that Einhorn is Finkel. I mean, that's like any time you discover a dude, a chick, or a chick, a dude, anything.
Anytime that occurs.
Anytime. It happens a lot.
Anyone with long, wet kisses.
In Hoboken, dude. It happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Einhorn's the man, then he launches in the crying game in the shower. Yeah, that happens.
He's got the plunger.
Yeah. Here's a dark horse. Varsity Blues.
I thought of a Varsity Blues, but I couldn't think of
Blues.
One. Yeah.
I don't want your last.
That's intense.
Yeah.
You went with?
I want, yeah.
That's number two.
Yeah. Well, I'm not. Well, it's
I
not in
it
order.
Gave me crap for not going in order. And then I thought it was going to be the one where they were asking for different names for the male genitalia.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like a purple-headed yogurt slinger.
And then finally from The Waterboy, and this one, like, you can do it!
Rob Schneider.
Yeah.
Guy's a gift to America.
Yeah.
American actor.
Yeah.
We could find him a role on Blackout.
Where would we be?
He could be your landlord or
yeah.
something.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, he could just reprise his role from Big Daddy and just deliver you turkey sandwiches all day. It's like you're one constant. You need a constant.
Yeah.
And you're just like, I need my turkey sandwich. I like that. Did you have a top 10, Tony? You got some?
I got some. You guys didn't have anything from Jerry Maguire, huh?
I would think the
show me the money.
Famous, well, that if you went most famous line,
yeah,
that's
show
it.
Me the money, and I love the black man. I thought it was pretty good. Karate Kid,
oh,
little,
Karate Kid,
little wax on, wax off action. You guys,
yeah, Karate Kid.
Oh,
there's so many good lines in Karate Kid,
yeah,
dude.
That's for sure. The two popular ones are Sweep the Leg,
yeah,
and Put Him in a Body Bag.
Put Him in a Body Bag. How did I forget? Put Him in a Body Bag, dude. That's on me.
So I
reset the show.
I got Happy Gilmore. The Price is Wrong. But that's
yeah.
That's kind of Rocky. You're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder.
Oh yeah.
I love that. That was
Nick
was,
isn't that one yet.
That was a great line.
Yeah, that means you got an uh-oh downstairs, yeah. That's a good cream for that, Mick.
League of Their Own, what's his name, Jimmy Dugan.
Jimmy Dugan.
Says, use your head, that's the lump 3 feet above your ass. That's one of my all-time favorites.
Yep.
Bobsled, what's the
cool running?
I see pride, I see power, I see a badass mutter. We don't take no shit off of no one.
Yeah.
Especially you, shooter.
And now we have 480 likes on Facebook.
All right. Three more. Kingpin. I don't want to get Munson'd out here in the middle of nowhere. And then I got two from White Man Can't Jump.
Oh.
So I got a white man wants to win first, look good second. A black man wants to look good first, and win second.
Yep.
But then
Billy Coyle.
This is the best quote from any sports movie ever. So it was like when they're playing a 2-on-2 game, he's watching that guy, he goes, this is from White Man Can't Jump. You still putting up bricks? What is this, the Masons Convention? Clang, clang. I need a wielding torch to play in this league. Let's stop right now and gather up all these bricks and build a shelter for the homeless so your mother will have a place to live. I want your mother and your sister out of my home immediately. that's a classic.
White Man Can't Jump, I would just go with, you stupid Billy.
Yeah, that
hurts
his
voice. It's so stupid, Billy. What is a quahog? What is a quiche?
I could not. Yeah, that's where I lost interest in that movie. There's no way this chick's going on Jeopardy.
She killed it.
Yeah.
She was studying the foods that became the letter kid. Billy, oh, man. That was on the other day. It was on, like,
yeah,
TNT or something. We are now in bonus time, so some people missed our my Rosie Perez impression, but I think it's spot on.
Bonus.
I think I could play Rosie Perez in like a cartoon, maybe. So that is a great top 10. If we missed any, now anybody's listening on our downloads, we get a lot more downloads than we get live listeners. So if you're listening and we missed anything, please feel free to post it. We're going to post some of these good ones on our website. And then you can post it on our website, tristatesportsguys.com. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/tristate_sport.
Nice.
That's
Twitter.
What's
Twitter?
Our Facebook?
Facebook is Tri-State Sports Guys.
Yeah. Facebook
backslash
Tri-State Sports Guys. Twitter is
Tri-State _sports. It's like you're taking a pause, you know, Tri-State Sports.
Hey, but what about the guys? A couple of guys talking sports? So
it's gonna cost. Once we get that blackout money, we'll pay the guy who has
it. Twitter. Yeah, check us out on all those things, and our Twitter handle we just mentioned. We wanted to get to our predictions, and I've been working on an article I'm going to post tonight. I've been writing it up. But so my predictions for the Major League Baseball, where teams are going to finish. I think we can work our way west to east, and then we'll do our wild cards after that, and maybe even a World Series prediction. But should I just wrap out all mine, or you want to go division by division, or?
Yeah, wrap it up.
I'll just go through mine. I got in National League West, I got the Giants. We talked about both Western divisions a while back. I got the Giants still with their pitching staff. I think their offense will be enough. I like Sergio Romo at the back end there. Even though it's not a prototypical closer with a hard fastball, I think he'll get it done. I just think that pitching staff, even with Lincecum, who I think is done, I think that, you know, Bumgarner, Kane, Vogelsong, they got enough there to win that division. In the Central, I am a huge Reds fan. I love everything about the Reds. I think the Chu signing was a fantastic signing. I think their pitching staff is solid. Cueto, Latos, Bailey, you know, Mike Leake does some things there. I think they get back into their bullpen with Broxton, who is a former 45-plus save guy, setting up Aroldis Chapman, most electric guy in the major leagues coming out of Penn. I love the Reds. To kind of run away slightly with that division in the East. I got the Nationals like everybody else does. There's part of me that just wants to find holes, and they're like, they got rid of Morris, and I got this. But that lineup is legit. That pitching staff is sick. Even the addition of Dan Heron, even though he wasn't good last year, to fill in the back end of a rotation, have Dan Heron back there. You know, they got Soriano to close out games, who's good. That Nationals team is legit. Now, in the American League, I like the Angels in the West. We've talked about that, why I like them a lot. Their lineup is legit. Their pitching staff's got some issues, but I think they got enough at the top end of their rotation with Weaver, you know, to get some things done. C.J. Wilson. I even like Jason Vargas that they picked up from Seattle. I think he was kind of lost out in Seattle, but the guy consistently puts up a low ERA. I think he'll be solid there and get you, you know, 14, 15 wins in Anaheim. In the Central, love the Tigers. I think that the Central, everybody's all about the Royals, and, you know, this is their year to make a splash, and everybody loves the Indians' transactions they made. I think that the Tigers are running away with that division. They have a good pitching staff, the best 3-4 hitters in the league. Austin Jackson's an emerging stud at the leadoff spot. I think they're going to be very good. Dierks is going to get consistent playing time and be very good. And then in the East, everybody talks about the East being a division where everybody, all the big sluggers are going to beat up on each other. I don't see that at all. I think Toronto is going to run away with. I think Toronto, and come September, they're going to be their biggest concern is setting up the rotation for the postseason. I just think that they are so light years ahead of everybody else. And people, you know, they want to compare them to the Marlins and, you know, all the additions the Marlins made. I know they wound up getting a bunch of those guys that they added, but that lineup last year was legit. You forget Morrow had a Cy Young season going before he went down with injury, and now he's slotted in at their number three after Dickey, who I think will come back to earth a little bit, but you know, Josh Johnson, who if he's healthy is a number one, you know, Brandon Morrow, Mark Burley, they got so many studs in that rotation, and their lineup is just so deep, and they got speed, they got power, they got it all. I think they're going to run away with that division. My wild card teams in the National League, I got the Cardinals. I like the Cardinals' rotation. I think Wainwright is very good. I think Lance Lynn is very good. Jaime Garcia coming back is going to be good. I like their lineup with Holiday and Beltran if he stays healthy. John Jay at the top of the lineup is good. I like the Cardinals a lot. I think that, you know, they're not going to compete for the division, but I think they're going to be the number one wild card team. And the second wild card team, I mean, I went back and forth about this a lot. And everybody is all on the Braves bandwagon with the acquisitions they had with the Upton brothers. The Upton brothers, I mean, I think B.J. Upton's been sort of a bust. I mean, he hits home runs, but he hits them low 200s. You know, he steals some bases. I'm not a big, you know, he's a guy you might want on your fantasy team, but I'm not a big believer that he's a real prime-time player. And Justin Upton has had one really good season in his career. He's been somewhat of a disappointment. I'm actually going out on a limb and saying the Arizona Diamondbacks are the second wild card team. I really like the Arizona Diamondbacks lineup. Goldschmidt, Prado, you know, Kubel and Cody Ross when he comes back. I like the rotation. You know, they added McCarthy. Smiley would have been the rookie of the year had...
Did you say who's winning the NL West?
Yeah, I said the Giants were. Okay. You want me to repeat the whole thing? What do you need here?
Yeah, can you go back?
Rewind that back. You might meet the Mets again. So that's what I got. I know it's kind of out of limb there. And in the American League... you know, everybody's high on, like I said, the guys in the Central. I think the Rangers are going to win, have a wild card spot. And like I said, in the East, everybody's all about, like, they're all going to beat up on each other. I think Toronto's going to run away with that. I think both wild card teams come out of the West, and the A's get the second wild card spot. I don't believe in the Rays because their rotation is legit, very, very good. I think their offense is atrocious beyond Longoria. Everybody thinks Desmond Jennings can have this big season. I don't believe in that. I don't believe in their second base little thing with Kelly Johnson, you know, in there with Ryan Roberts. You know, Yunel Escobar, he had a good spring. I don't believe in that. You know, James Loney playing first base. I just think that one of their better hitters, John Jaso, last year, you know, he left and went to Oakland. I like both wild card teams coming out of the West. I think it's going to be Texas and Oakland coming out of the West fighting it out in wild card. What do you got?
All right, I'll go with the National League first. I'll start with the East. I think that the Nationals are overrated, and I think that Atlanta's going to take that division. I know that you said that the Uptons are nothing to be, you know, to be too proud of, but I think you put those two brothers on the same team, and it can only be good for that.
Because brothers normally get along when they play together.
Yeah.
You ever play wiffle ball with two brothers? They hate each other.
Well, if that was the case, there's no way he would approve that trade, or that he would have.
It sounds in theory great. I'm gonna play with my brother.
I just think that it's gonna be nothing but support.
You know, a little bit worried about the rotation. Hudson is their number one. I mean, they're always known for a great rotation. They got Hudson. You know, this guy Tejeron, everybody really likes. I mean, he has been bad, like, in the, you know, he was a big prospect that never really panned out, and all of a sudden he had a good spring, and everybody loved him. You know, Beachy's hurt, but he's coming back, everybody likes Brandon Beachy. Like, none of these guys jump out at me, like, their rotation is the rotation of Braves of old.
Yeah, that's why they're going to sneak up on you and turn out 15, you know, wins apiece.
Just rattle them off.
Just rattle them.
75 from their starters in their sleep. All right, what else you got? Who you got in the center?
Well, Strasburg is still on a pitch count, no? Or no?
Jim the other day, 80 innings. He only pitched 80 pitches through 7 the other day, just throwing gems. I don't know why I took him out, but yeah. He's on a slight pitch count, but they're saying he's going to be 200-plus innings.
So I got Washington as the first wild card.
Okay.
So I got Atlanta winning the division, Washington as the wild card. In the Central, yeah, I mean, it's hard to argue with Cincinnati. I mean,
even though the Cubs are 1-0? You don't believe in that? Got Britt Jackson coming up at some point.
As much as St. Louis looks primed to be the number two wild card, I'm gonna throw a little bold prediction your way and say the Pittsburgh Pirates are gonna steal a show.
AJ Burnett and company.
Yeah.
McCutchen, potential. I mean, people are saying this guy could be an MVP guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he's gonna put the team on his shoulders and that they're gonna churn out. They're gonna be what last year's Baltimore Orioles.
Well, they're going to need to. I just worry that they lost their closer in Hanrahan, who was a stud. And they got Jason Grilley closing for him. I worry about that a little bit. They do have a lot of interesting guys in their lineup. Travis Snyder, who was a can't-miss prospect for Toronto, castaway, kind of his last shot. Alvarez, huge home run potential at third base. But, you know, it strikes out a ton, has a low average. You know, Garrett Jones. They have a lot of guys. Neil Walker is a guy. You know, they have a lot of those type of guys. Tabata came out as a rookie and looked good, and then has been in non-existent. That guy Marte is playing left field right now for them. They do have a lot of interesting guys. It is definitely a bold prediction because I haven't heard that before, but it wouldn't absolutely shock me. I just worry about their bullpen. I worry about them getting rid of Hanrahan. I didn't like that. I mean, that guy was, you get a team like that that's kind of on the bridge, you know, like you talked about the Orioles. They had Jim Johnson, who lights out at the end of the game. I worry about Jason Grilley, but maybe he's going to surprise me. I don't know.
And I think this is the beginning of the end for the Cardinals. I think there's a transition period. You're going to see them experience a lull.
Yeah, that Freeze injury to start the season, even though they say he's going to be back after a week, he doesn't come back good. You know, Scalzo and the Carpenter, everybody's all about Alan Craig, but you've got a guy 29 years old that all of a sudden comes out of nowhere, that's a red flag to me.
Yeah. I think the Dodgers, moving on to the West, I think the Dodgers are going to crap the bed down the stretch, and that's going to be room for San Francisco to pick up the last divisional title, the number three spot. Moving on to the American League. In the East, I think it's, you know, I agree with you about Tampa Bay. I just don't think they have the kind of offensive firepower that they used to have to complement that stud pitching. So they're going to be on the outside looking in. And then it's going to be a two-horse race, Baltimore and Toronto. I do believe in Baltimore. I think that wasn't a fluke last year. And I think they'll only build on that confidence and give Toronto a run for their money. So if I had to pick, I'll do another bold prediction. I say Baltimore wins the division by a game or two, and Toronto is the first wild card.
Okay.
In the Central, you know, I know Cleveland made some moves. I don't know that it's really... They tried to make them sound bigger than they were, to be honest.
Like Swisher and Vaughn, they're all about that. Okay.
And I still feel like Detroit is the class of Central, even though they kind of underperformed throughout the year, despite having Miguel Cabrera win the Triple Crown. I don't have a whole lot of confidence in the White Sox. I haven't really heard anything about the Royals, so that was surprising to hear you say that a lot of people are high on them. So I got to go with Detroit there. In the West, there are some rumblings that the Mariners could have what it takes to make a push, which is insane to me. Insane. I heard someone say that today, that don't count the Mariners. I know they get off to a 2-0 start, but let's get real for a second. Angels just have too much firepower. I see them winning the division easily, especially if Pujols gets off to a consistent start and just hits like he can. And then, you know, I think that the other, I agree with you on that. I think the other wild card spot has to come from the West, and I'm going with the Astros.
This truth. Fernando Martinez is going to come back crushing.
You know, and I know you said the Rangers, but I'll go with the A's. I like them as the other wild card in the West.
Yeah, I like their bullpen. I think their staff's got a lot of young talent. I think Cespedes is a stud. I think they're an interesting team, and they, you know, people want to put them in the same grouping as Baltimore. The reason I'm a little down. I mean, Baltimore was so many one run games. Possibly happen again. They're, you know, undefeated in extra innings.
Yeah.
But again, do you see the East American League like really being that battleground where all these teams like are all lumped together? Or do you see, Tampa Bay and Baltimore? I mean, Tampa Bay and Toronto as being like the class, and everybody's going to be kind of down the bottom. Do you think it's being like a 4 or 5 team race, like everybody's predicting?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of teams that they don't really put a jump in your step. They're not really anything to get too excited about. And so, you know, and that's why I see Baltimore, Toronto, the Angels, Oakland, and Detroit as kind of like that upper echelon. And, you know, I'd like to hear more about Kansas City, why, you know, you think that they could be a surprise dark horse.
Well, the thing about Kansas City, so they made a trade for Shields. Everybody's excited about big game James Shields, even though he doesn't beat big, you know, he's terrible against the Yankees and all these things. He's got a nickname of big game James Shields. So people are high on him. They got a good bullpen with Holland. They have some young kid who throws 103 setting him up. They got Hosmer, who everybody, you know, had a great rookie season, but it was terrible last year. Hosmer and Moustakas that people like. Alcides Escobar, Billy Butler, Alex Gordon, they think that there's enough there. And Lorenzo Cain was another guy, prospect, who had some injury issues early on. I mean, they have these guys that everybody thinks is going to pan out at the same time. I'm not a believer in it, but there are plenty of experts that are like, you know, they're poised to take that next step. I just don't see it. I don't think their rotation's good enough. And the guys I just mentioned, I think Moustakas has got a lot of Pedro Alvarez in him where he strikes out a lot, can hit some home runs, but isn't going to be a high average guy. And Hosmer, going to be a solid first baseman, but I take Eric Davis over Eric Hosmer, even though the guy, Eric Hosmer, is representing us in the World Baseball Classic at first base. I think that was a joke, but that's kind of where I see. So we have some good overlap, but we have a lot of good differences there. I mean, you laughed at my Arizona Diamondbacks.
Yeah, and I just don't see them.
Paul Goldschmidt?
Yeah, I know. I love him. People are high on Goldschmidt, I know, but I can't see them. They'll push, and you know, and I think they'll give the Dodgers a run for their money for the number two spot, and they might even beat out the Dodgers for the two spot by a game or so. But you know, the Giants are kind of, they've got the secret formula over there in the West. So
yeah, I love Bochy. I think he's the best manager in the National League.
So what do you have going from there? If you had to seed and say, well, like, okay, well, these are the wild cards. These are the division winners. What do you see it panning out from there?
I mean, I see the Cardinals winning the wild card game that I mentioned. I see the Rangers winning the wild card game. I think the World Series is going to come down to Cincinnati and Toronto. That's how much I like Toronto. But I think Cincinnati is going to finally win that World Series. I think had Cueto not gone down last year, they would have been representing the National League in the World Series.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know everybody's high in the Nationals. I just think Reds have the experience to get there. You know, they've been kind of like dangling around the last couple of years as a team that could make a move. I think this is the year they make a move. And I really think, I know a lot of times you put a bunch of pieces together, it doesn't pan out in baseball. I love, you get into the playoff series and you've got a rotation with Dickey, Johnson, Morrow, and Burley. I just think that, you know, the Toronto Blue Jays, barring injury, are going to be represented in the American League. But I like the Reds to win the World Series.
And this always seems to happen where preseason or, like, the first week of the season, it just, on paper, the American League looks so strong.
Yeah.
You know, and they look like they would just trounce any National League team that comes through. And it's always an underdog, like, scrappy National League team that plays small ball or something like that ends up you know, winning the series. So even though, you know, I know you're big on Toronto, I don't know. I feel like they would have a problem gelling. You know, there's a lot of new personalities in the dugout, and I know they had it all in spring training to kind of, you know, get together and work it out. But, you know, it's a delicate thing. And I don't know that you can throw that many new personalities into a lineup or a clubhouse and really get them to play together from the get-go. So it's going to be a rocky start, and I think that's what's going to cost them in a drop into the wild card. In the same respect, I think it's going to be, you know, it'll end up ultimately benefiting them to get that wild card, because then they'll come in and...
With a little fire,
yeah.
So you got, who do you got in the World Series?
I mean, I think Toronto is a year away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just don't think this is their year. I think the Angels have put together a pretty decent, solid rotation and lineup.
Yeah.
And I think that this is their year.
Yeah, so it's just obviously battle tested, and he's a guy. You got the Angels. I can see the. I like the Angels. Part of me, I go back and forth about their rotation, but at the end of the day, you need three solid starters to win playoff series, and I agree with you. They got three enough. You know, they got the three that can get them through playoff series and be solid. So, and then, you know, back in their bullpen is solid with Madsen and Frieri. You know, Frieri starting out. I think he's going to wind up being their closer throughout the season, and then Madsen setting him up, which is solid. He was obviously very good as a setup guy. So, yeah, I think it'll be interesting. I mean, I think, you know, everybody that I've seen, the predictions, people love the Nationals. I think they're a team that's a year or two away. I mean, they're there. I think that the way last season ended with him shutting Strasburg down and being such a disappointment, I think that, I mean, it kills Strasburg if that happens.
Yeah.
So now it's like when they do get to the playoffs, Strasburg's going to have that much, like, I want to show what I can do and this and that. I think that's going to hurt them, even though they seem to be the pick to win it all. Vegas has them and, you know, Toronto there. So, I don't know. I'm super excited about the season. That'll pretty much wrap up our show. You got anything else, Neil?
No, I actually didn't perform last Friday.
What's up with that?
Well, here's the thing. I sent out the email. I sent out the invite.
I got the invite,
yeah. And people are like, you know, they're supposed to RSVP, even though you don't really have to RSVP. And so the booker, you know, calls me and is like, no one has RSVP'd. Do you still want to perform? I was like, well, you know, no one's going to come, then I'm not getting paid. Might as well just bag it, you know?
Yeah.
And,
so you need some supporters. So do they know about your, did the pilots on the I mean, does this promoter, like, know about who you are?
So I
you're like Kevin Hart.
I made the announcement. I put, oh, man.
You'd be hosting SNL, being terrible.
Oh,
it.
God. I'll take it.
Could you handle SNL? Because you don't have impersonations. So, like, would you be able
to? I used to do impressions.
Yeah?
And then people would just, like, got annoyed. And so I stopped.
I think your monologue would be very good.
Yeah.
You could do an SNL.
I
do
characters.
Digital shorts would be good.
Digital shorts, yeah.
I don't know if you can carry a show yet. I need to see what you got. I like, I mean, you're headed towards it.
Yeah. So I postponed it, and then I got, all my friends were like, oh, what are you doing? I was coming. I was like, well, first of all,
there,
yeah. I had like all my friends say, oh, I can't believe you postponed it. I was going to be there. So
you got
time,
RSVP.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, regardless of if she goes, no one RSVP'd on me, you're like, you know what? I'm going.
You're going up there. Now, we need to, I mean, Tri-State Sports Guys site, we just saw the stats of how many people have gone to tri-statesportsguys.com over to listen to the show on NDB Media. I mean, it's really been big. I mean, we're getting big numbers over here. So we got to really utilize that as a platform for you. We need
stand up?
Yeah, I really think so. I think we need to move.
If you make me a T-shirt with our logo on the website, I'll wear it every stand-up set.
You could have mine. I don't fit. It doesn't fit into me. I put on a lot of weight since I've been
here.
Yeah, it's just a little young on me.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll give it to you. You rock that. You know
rock
what I mean?
It, yeah.
You can pull it off.
Mm.
But that goes away. You have that sweater look, though. That's your thing.
I know.
But now you're the shit right face person. That looks like this guy's.
Yeah.
Don't show it. That kind of gives you a little mystique. I like
that.
Alright, well, that's the end of our show, Tri-State Sports Guys. Check us out, tri-statesportsguys.com, facebook.com/tri-statesportsguys, and Twitter. You could follow us on @tri-state_sports.
Nailed it.
Three for three, my man.
Yeah.
I always do.
Yeah.
That's kind of my thing.
Next week we'll put you on the forward slash, not just
the
backslash. Is it a
forward slash?
A
forward slash, yeah.
You're lying.
That's a, look, that's a forward slash, dude.
We'll get it next week.
That's a forward slash. Forward. Left or right?
Yes, wrong.
You guys are wrong.
Flat out wrong.
The internet is wrong.
It's going backwards. I've been waiting like a month to say that.
Nah, that's a forward slash goes the other way, my man.
Forward slash is
way up top. That's a backslash,
no, dude. The top is facing to the right. I'm forward.
We gotta. Can we get a? You're an English major. Go, Google forward slash before we go off the show. Forward slash. Damn it.
Boom.
That's not. That says slash.
Slash.
Yeah, give me backslash versus forward
that's
slash.
Forward slash, the top is facing to the right.
Can you give me just
backslash?
You're talking to an IT professional.
Your world just crumbled.
But why? Because everybody says backslash. Like the forward slash, you got to do a shift. And
who
shift?
Is telling you backslash? First of all,
it's way up top. Who goes up top? Yeah, but the other way, nobody goes to forward slash. Get real, dude.
All right, so you want to go
get
to,
bent.
Go to Facebook.com.
Everybody, that's why we don't have 500 likes, because I've been in there saying backslash.
Go
that's
to,
on me again.
Go to Facebook.com, inverted exclamation mark, try to say sports guys.
Ampersand.
Go to Twitter.com, number sign, obulus, try to say underscore.
All right, well, check us out next week. We're going to have a great show for you next week. I'm sure there's going to be breaking stories that we're going to just break down. No music over the top.
No music.
Oh, we got a new Manti Te'o coming out every week here. We're going to try to say sports, guys. We'll check you out next week.